The track I inherited was a song sung by Jussi Björling, who's a Swedish tenor. And this particular song is called Tonerna. My mom used to say he has tears in his voice. She would play his music, and when it would come to certain parts in the album, she would put down her vacuum cleaner and sigh because it was just so beautiful. If I were to put this song on now, she would do the same thing. She let out a big sigh, and so would I. My mom came from Scotland. She was born in Edinburgh. My father's from Puebla, Mexico. So it was an interesting combination. My grandfathers were radical ministers, and they were all rebels. My father's father left the Catholic Church in Mexico, which was unheard of, and became a Methodist minister. And my mother's father preached actually in that huge church at the foot of Princess Road in Edinburgh, and he was a radical who was always getting trouble. My father wanted to preach as well when he did in his parents' church when he was 18. And then he switched his ambitions to be a mathematician and then a physicist. My first demonstration was with my father against bomb shelters. And we were in Stanford University, and he had water balloons dropped on his head. And that's when I got the general idea about protest and how you stood up for what was right, no matter what the consequences. My first musical instrument was a piano. The ukulele came when I was 13, and then at 15 I traded that in for a guitar, a huge guitar. The picture I saw of me singing in a high school prom, the guitar is somewhere down around my knees. And eventually somebody said, you know, you can tighten the strap. My mother appreciated my music probably as much as anybody possibly could from the very beginning. She just loved my voice and would stop what she was doing the same way she did for Björling many years before, and just listen.
Well, I'll be damned, here comes your ghost again, but that's not unusual, it's just that the moon and you happen to call.
The song I'd like to pass on, embarrassingly enough, is Diamonds and Rust. It's the best known song I ever wrote. The association of the song with Bob Dylan is fine.
A couple of light years ago,
that strange 10-year period that we had, which will never be repeated, I was lucky enough to be a part of his work and his life. I just realized that when I wrote the song, it was 10 years ago, I bought you some cufflinks. And then it was 20, 30, just turned 50. And I had sworn that I would quit singing before I was singing 50 years ago, I bought you some cufflinks. But that's what it is now. I've been doing this for 53 years. You know, I was counting the songs the other day that had the word love in them, and almost every single song. I can't believe that we, the people, go on writing songs. I can't. About the same subject forever and ever. Maybe it's because the love you can sing about isn't as difficult as the love you try to carry out. I mean, I can carry it out easily with 3,000 people, but I have a terrible time doing it on a one-to-one basis.
You strayed into my arms, and there you stayed, temporarily lost at sea.
Leaving the song Diamonds and Rust behind, the first person I think of is my granddaughter. I think of my son, who now is playing percussion with me on the road and is sort of subject to that song on a nightly basis and appreciates it.
Yes, I love you dearly, and if you're offering me diamonds and rust, I've already paid.
Will it be difficult or important to Jasmine, my granddaughter, that this song is a love song about somebody I knew in my life and not her grandpa? I don't think it'll make the slightest bit of difference. Hope not.